what it means, the Lord will provide. It comes from two words, Yahweh, which means Lord. And notice this, a very interesting word. The word Jireh actually means to see. So how do you get provide out of that? Well, if you put these names together, Yahweh Jireh, the Lord who sees, or the Lord who sees to it. Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church here in Pittsburgh. Thank you for joining us today for the first half of Yahweh Jireh, the Lord is my provider. Before we begin today's message, let me invite you to our apologetics class. It's a Zoom class that's being offered here at the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, and it will deal with how to handle attacks on the Christian faith, attacks on the Bible, attacks on who Jesus is, attacks on creation, attacks on the existence of God, and much, much more we will cover in this class. So why don't you join us? It's again a Zoom class, and you can register by contacting us here at anchoredinjesus.org or calling us at the phone number that will be given later on in this program. Now, thank you for joining us today for the first half of Yahweh Jireh, the Lord is my provider. Greetings, saints. We are continuing with our series, The Names of God. And today we come to a very interesting name, a name that I love all the names of God. But as I think of this one particular, I think this would probably be a favorite of a lot of people. And today we're going to be talking about Yahweh Jireh, and that is the God who provides. If you have your Bibles today, I'm going to ask that you would open to the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis, and we'll begin reading in verse 1 and go through verse 14. In verse 1, we read, "And it came to pass after these things that God did test Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled up his donkey and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac, and cut wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place that God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder, will worship, and will come unto you again. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father, and he said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb? Yeah, where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad,
neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh Jireh, as it is said unto this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. So here we see the name of God reflected, Yahweh Jireh. Now, saints, this word or this phrase is very interesting, because it breaks down for us to get to what it means, the Lord will provide. It comes from two words, Yahweh, which means Lord, and notice this, a very interesting word. The word Jireh actually means to see. So how do you get provide out of that? Well, if you put these names together, Yahweh Jireh, the Lord who sees, or the Lord who sees to it, the Lord who sees to it and will take care of the situation, that no matter what you're going through, God sees it and he's going to take care of it, right? He's the one that's going to provide for you. I remember God had called me when I graduated from seminary to work with a young pastor that was pastoring a church, and they wanted me to come beside him and walk with him and teach him and help him. And, you know, because they had about three services on Sunday, they knew he couldn't do all three, so they wanted me to come and help out with the services. So they sent a representative from the church, and the church was probably about an hour and a half away from where I lived. They sent a representative to the church to talk to me, and we talked, and they said, well, we want you to come and work with our pastor. And I said, I would love to come and work with your pastor. There's only one problem. And they said, what's that? I said, I don't got no car. I don't have a car, which presented a dilemma, that how was I going to get there, hour and a half every week without a car? I just believe the Lord would provide. And wouldn't you know it, that one of the people from the church came to my house and dropped off a Chrysler New Yorker. Power steering, power windows. Now, it wasn't a new car. I'm going to be honest with you. It wasn't a new car, but it had all the latest thrills and frills that a guy that just graduated from seminary would have been impressed by. You see, God provides, saints. If God calls you to do something, God does provide. You know, I've always said, where the Lord guides, he provides. Where he leads, he feeds, and where he directs, he protects. Oh, let me tell you about this God this morning. He's a faithful God. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Watch this now. All that I've needed. Say it again. Thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Yahweh Jireh, the Lord who sees to it, the Lord who sees to it that you're going to have everything that you need. As we go through this lesson today, or this sermon today, I want to ask a series of questions and answer them during this sermon. We say that the Lord will provide. So the first question, what does he provide? We say the Lord will provide. What is the basis for his provision? We say the Lord will provide. How should we respond when God provides? So those are the three questions that I want to deal with today, and I hope this message blesses your heart. What does it mean when it says that the Lord will provide? Well, let's look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, one of y'all's favorite verses. I know that y'all know this one right here. I don't even have to look it up. You can quote it by heart, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. And here we read that but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. You ask me the question today, what does Yahweh Jireh provide? Well, Paul answered the question in Philippians 4:19. Yahweh Jireh provides all your need. What is it that you need? That we have a God who provides all your need. Now, notice, I like this right here. All right, this is good. It says, according to his riches in glory, right? Like, check this out. If you came to my house and you wanted something to eat, right? I can feed you. Oh, I could probably feed you today. I can feed you tomorrow. Might be able to feed you for a week or even a month. But guess what's going to happen? At some point, we're going to open the cupboard and there's not going to be anything there, right? My supplies are limited. My supplies run out. But it says here, according to his riches and glory, that God's supplies never runs out. What is it that you need? Tap into his resources. His resources are infinite. His resources never run out. Be like the lady in the Old Testament who had the oil in the grain. And she told the man of God, or the man of God told her to fix me a cake. And she said, well, this is all I got. She said, when I fix this, then we're going to eat and die. Well, what happened? You know, the Bible says that because God was in it, that neither did the barrel run out or the oil run out. It just kept. I tell you what, I don't know what short store they shopped at. You know, I know you can't go to Shop and Save or Giant Eagle and get some meal and get some oil and just keep on using it and it not run out. You know, all those resources have an end. But God says that he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. That Yahweh Jireh, just like Abraham found that ram in the bush, God will provide. So he will provide for whatever you need. Let me give you another testimony from this church that I went to work with this pastor. We would go down, me and my wife, and at the time, I believe we had two children, Nicole and Daniel. And so we would go down and we would stay all day. We would be down there all day. And I remember, man, you know, we were so poor that we didn't have anything. You know, as they say, we didn't have two nickels to rub together. And I remember the Saturday night, we didn't have any food. And somebody came by and they gave us some green tomatoes. Now, I don't know about you, but man, you can fix them green tomatoes up, Jack, right? I mean, you slice those bad boys and you season them, right? And then you fry them in the frying pan. Oh, my goodness. Nothing like fried green tomatoes, right? And so that's all we had that Saturday night. That's all we had to eat. And my wife cooked that. We ate it. And then the next day we went to the minister at the church, and there was a couple at the church that took us out to dinner to eat. And they said, well, get whatever you want. Now, you know me. You shouldn't tell me that, right? I got me a steak dinner, right? Steak and potatoes, right? And I thought about it. You know, God will supply all your needs. Sometimes it might be green tomatoes, and sometimes it might be steak and potatoes. Oh, but God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Yahweh Jireh, what does he provide? Whatever you need, that God is able to provide. The second thing, the second question that we want to ask is, what is the basis for his provision? You know, you might say, well, Pastor Glaze, if you're going to feed me, what is the basis? Or you go feed me, well, I got a job, I can go to the grocery store, I can buy some groceries, I can bring it home, my wife can cook it. That's the basis that I'm going to feed you, right? That's me. But what is the basis that God takes care of us on? First of all, we see that he's omniscient. And that means that he is all-powerful. Now, notice, I'm going to direct our attention, and we're going to come back to Genesis 22. But in Genesis chapter 17, God revealed himself to Abraham. And he revealed himself by a certain name. So here we got, here we have another name of God. And it says here that when Abram, and he hadn't got his full name yet, right? His name was later would be Abraham, but at this point it's Abram, which meant father. When he gets his full name, Abraham, that means father of many. But right now he's just a father, right? But God was telling him, one day you're going to be a father of many. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 99 years old, look what it said. The Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, look at this now. God appears to him and gives him a name. God gives himself a name. He said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. So here, God reveals himself to Abraham, and we would call this, and I'm sure that some of y'all have heard this song before, the Hebrew word is, watch this, El Shaddai. Yeah, y'all heard that before, El Shaddai. That's what God said. God said, I am El Shaddai. And now, some of you might think that this illustration that I'm going to give might not be appropriate, but I'm going to give it because this is what it means, right? But what it means is the breasted one, and that God was telling Abraham that you can nurse at my breast, that I'm the breasted one, that you can nurse. And so it's even been translated further as the all-sufficient one. But that term El Shaddai, the Almighty, it means the breasted one who's able to nourish, who's able to sustain, who's able to take care of you. And so Abraham already knew God by the name El Shaddai. He already knew him by that name. And so we see in Genesis 22, God reveals another aspect of his name to him when he says that, I am Yahweh Jireh. Let me share with you some scriptures. And you don't have to look them up. I'm just going to read them. Jeremiah 32, 27. Behold, I am the Lord, God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Wow. With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Why? Because he is Yahweh Jireh. Revelation 19 and verse 6. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. We serve an almighty, all-powerful God. Watch this now, saints. What is the basis? What is the basis for his provision? It's the fact that he's an almighty God. That is the basis. That we have an almighty God, and that we can tap into his infinite resources, his almighty resources, and all of our needs will be met. God is bigger than any problem that you got. I don't care what you're going through. God is bigger than any problem that you got. I remember when I was in seminary, and we went to church one Sunday, and after church, we stayed in an apartment complex, and they had a swimming pool. And my kids wanted to go swimming. It was a hot day, And so I took him to the pool, and I hadn't had a chance to go change my clothes. I went up there with my suit on and was sitting around the pool. And so as my kids were in the pool swimming, my oldest son, Daniel, he was in the water, and I was, you know, watching, keeping an eye on him. And all of a sudden, he began to drift into deeper waters. And pretty soon, before he knew it, that he was in water that was over his head. Now, I jumped in the pool, suit and everything, right? Suit and everything. But when I jumped in the pool, the water only came up to here. But on him, it was over his head. So what did he need? He needed somebody. He needed somebody that was bigger than the water. He needed somebody that was taller than the water, right? And so all I had to be was taller than the water, and I could help him. You know, we serve a God that's bigger than any problem that we have. And because he's bigger than any problem that we have, that he can take care of any situation that we go through. So what is the basis for his provision? It's based on his omnipotence, that he's an almighty God. But I like this right here. It's also based on, here's where we come in. It's also based on our expectancy, right? You know, I heard the story about a guy that was preaching, young guy. He was preaching, and he got up there and he preached his heart out, and he gave the invitation, and nobody came forward. And he was kind of discouraged that nobody came forward. So he was talking to a seasoned preacher. And he said, man, he said, I studied, you know, I preached with all my heart, and nobody came forward. He said, I just don't understand it. And the older preacher said, well, you didn't expect anybody to come forward, did you? And the guy said, well, really, I guess not. I guess I didn't expect it. He said, that's why nobody came, because you didn't expect it, right? If we have a need, we have to go to God expecting. In Psalm 103, it says that creation holds out their hands, that they look up expecting God to provide for them, that we've got to expect it. Now, let me tell you about Abraham. Abraham believed that God was going to take care of the situation. Now, this guy went out there, you know, he got a knife, he got wood, and he got fire. And Isaac was no idiot. You know, he looked around and he realized that one and one is two. You know, one and one is I'm here, there's no sacrifice, I'm the sacrifice. But I like what Abraham says. You know, Abraham told the young men that went with him, he says, stay here. He says, stay right here. And no, now we might not pick this up in the English, but in the Hebrew, this is what it says. Me and the lad, we will go. Me and the lad, we will worship. And me and the lad, we will come back. So Abraham had every intention, even though God had called him to sacrifice his son, Abraham had every intention that Isaac was coming back with him. Now, we see this revealed further in the New Testament in the book of Hebrews. And we see that Abraham has a place in the hall of faith in the book of Hebrews. By faith, Abraham. So he got a special place in the hall of fame, the hall of faith. Now, how did he get there?
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Yahweh Jireh, the Lord is my provider. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Yahweh Jireh, the Lord is my provider, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org, or you can call us at 877-831-5060 and request your copy of Yahweh Jireh, the Lord our provider. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view or download the more than 400 resources that are available. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It is through your faithful prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and anchor for the soul. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, and on behalf of our volunteer staff, I would like to remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.